Okay, so let's visit with our guest. So one of the people that does this kind of trivia is What Do You Know Trivia. It's What Do You Know Trivia in Chicago, and the guy that does it is Daniel Burns, and he's on phone line 7. Hey, Daniel, you're on WGN Radio. How are you?
Hello, John. How are you doing?
I'm real good. Thanks for joining us. Are you there, Daniel?
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, we got a delay here, don't we?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Are you on a regular handset, or what kind of phone are you on? All right. Let's connect with him in just a minute, make sure we can do this, because it's going to be confusing enough as it is with some trivia questions coming our way after this. Let's try it again. Hey, Daniel, it's John. You're on WGN. Are you there?
How are you doing? Can you hear me now, fine?
We hear you okay, Daniel. So it's called What Do You Know Trivia. Is that right?
It is, yes. I appreciate you playing along. Yes, What Do You Know Trivia? Freepubtrivia.com. Yes, indeed.
Freepubtrivia.com. So if I want to play on any given night, that's where I go?
Yep. You know, we stream from the website at 7 o'clock Central every weeknight. And I appreciate you. You mentioned you played along with your son. I think your son's a longtime regular. It's great to hear. And freepubtrivia.com. We stream from Twitch as well, twitch.tv/whatdoyouknowtrivia. But all the info is at the website, freepubtrivia.com.
On any given night, how many people are playing the game?
Well, we're slowly growing. It was a quick transition, obviously, with the quarantine. And we usually have about 500-plus people kind of tuning in to the games, at least watching there, and about 200 teams, and slowly getting the word out. So it's been a great response. It was a quick transition. Obviously, when the bars and restaurants shut down quickly, that was obviously our lifeblood for the pub trivia. So we made a quick transition to the virtual, and all the regulars have been grateful for that, which is awesome. So, again, we're slowly growing. It's been great. Couple hundred people every night.
So when you do it in a pub, everybody's told you can't use your phones, you can't call your friends, it's you at the table, you all have to come up with an answer. If you're doing it, say, everybody's in their homes and they're watching or listening to you, reading your questions, following along, you ask a question, there's no way to really govern if people then go to their laptops and Google the answers, right?
There really isn't, and that's something we're slowly working on and always workshopping and brainstorming. But, yeah, that's one thing we can't do. Our hosts try to shame people out of that at the beginning, you know, kind of remind them that it's free pub trivia. This is a distraction during this time. We do have some basic prizes we give away, but it's not you know, nothing huge. And you really shouldn't be doing that if you're playing trivia. And so we're working on that. You can't really police that, like the bars and pubs, like you said. Yeah. But maybe we'll figure out a, you know.
Oh, no, you won't. That's impossible. I mean, you can't be looking through everybody's window. You know, when we talked about this with my son the other night, I said, well, Griff, what's keeping people from just Googling the answer? And he said, well, if you're doing that, then why are you here? You know, I mean, of course you can look up the answers, but even for the person cheating, that's no fun. So it's not like you're going to win $1 million. It's pointless. So we don't do that. And we just take some guesses at the questions. So you sent us some of the questions that, are these from recent shows, recent games?
Yeah, some are recent. Some are ones I've used over the many years. I've been in Chicago doing this 12 plus years for you. So yeah, just some ones from all over.
Okay, let me just throw a couple out here that you sent us. For instance, how about this one? If you know the answer, and we've got a commercial break coming up, so 312-981-7200, I'll play a quick commercial, we'll come back, and during the commercial you can at least noodle on it, but call me as quick as you can if you know the answer to any of these. Are we ready? Between the years 1985 and 1990, what actor won 3 Emmy Awards for Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series, as well as starred in 3 installments of a classic film franchise that grossed nearly $1 billion worldwide at the box office? Bertrand, is that you whispering into my producer's ear?
I was about to, but I think I have that one.
Oh, no, go ahead and give it to me if you got it.
Michael J. Fox?
Yes, ding, ding, ding. Was that an easy one, Daniel,
wow,
or was that a hard one?
I don't think that's an easy one at all. I mean, certainly not that quick. Yeah, this one has several clues, like you said. It's one to talk out a little bit, but he was all over that one. He must have thought Back to the Future right away. Family.
Yeah, the three installments is what did it.
Okay, how about this one, Steve? What were the first two states to legalize, not just decriminalize, but legalize marijuana in 2012? One's a coastal state, one's not.
I'm going to say Oregon and Colorado.
So does he get half a point? How do you score that, Daniel?
Well, for our format, there is no half credit, unfortunately.
No half credit.
You know, You did get one of the two.
Was it California?
It's a Colorado and Washington.
Washington, oh.
Okay, how about this one? Board games is the category. So what was the first board game ever created by Milton Bradley, who sold its first version in 1860? The original edition included a spinner, teetotum, for gameplay instead of dice, which has evolved into a spinner with numbers on it that is used in the popular modern version. First board game invented by Milton Bradley in 1860. It's not Monopoly.
Well, my guess would be Life, but I've no, it's just a guess.
He's good at this.
He's good. Yeah, he's good at this. That's the correct answer.
Really?
Yeah.
I love
this. How about this one, Steve? All right.
Correct.
Same name. What word is both the name of a major brand of cigarettes and the official name for a collective group of owls? All right, keep working on that. I'm going to give you another one. You ready? How about this one? Who is the only female music artist to have released a song that is among the top 10 on Rolling Stone's 100 Greatest Songs of All Time? Rolling Stone has the 100 Greatest Songs of All Time. Only one female appears in the top 10. Did I hear Whitney Houston in the background?
Did someone say Whitney? I guess so. I didn't hear it, but
you all talk amongst yourselves. That's the question. Daniel, I'm going to take a break, and then we'll come back with the answer, okay?
Sound good. Great.
I'm just looking at some of these here to see if there's one other I should throw out before we go to break. All right, how about this one more? Television. Three sitcom finales in U.S. history have had an audience of over 75 million people. At least 35% of the total U.S. households at the time each aired. One of the finales aired during the 1980s. Two aired during the 1990s. Give me the three series finales that had over 75 million people.
I think I can do that.
Okay, so you got to give me that and give me the music answer after this. So when they do these, it's like 5 minutes for questions. So you've got to time them to talk to your team. You can be calling them, texting them. You're on the app. You can Zoom with them. But you're all figuring out the answer to, okay, who's the only female music artist to have a song released that's in the top 10 of Rolling Stone's all time? It's nine guys and one female, 100 greatest songs of all time. Who's the artist? And then three TV sitcom finales have reached over 75 million people, over a third of U.S. households each time they aired. What are the three blockbuster TV sitcom finales? Do you know that there are local farmers with excess pigs that could go to waste due to COVID-19? Here's your chance to help your local pig farmers and feed those in need. The Illinois Pork Producers Association is collecting monetary donations for the Pork Power Program that will be used to get pork into the food banks. Now, more than ever, we've got hungry neighbors in need of protein during these uncertain times. Together, we have pork power. Visit ilpork.com today to donate. ilpork.com. Okay, let's wrap this bad boy up. We're visiting with Daniel Burns. What Do You Know Trivia is the game that people play. How many nights a week do y'all do this, Daniel? Boy, his phone sounds like it's on Mars. Okay, the delay, we've talked to people on other planets. The skip is not as long as it is. I don't know what's going on with that thing.
It's a technology game, right?
That we're... I know. So is Daniel on line three now? Okay, let's take Daniel on line three.
But that's a trivia question. Which line is Daniel on?
Hey, Daniel, are you there?
I'm back.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming through. Yeah.
Hey, Daniel, so how many nights a week do you do this?
So we're doing it every weeknight, Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock Central, from freepubtrivia.com.
Freepubtrivia.com. It doesn't cost me to play?
Not at all. And it's a very interactive game. Just want to kind of point out, yeah, you zoom in your teams, like you said, you've done it with your son, and you guys can zoom in together and just play. We have a whole scoring system, and there's interactive chat on the Twitch if you want to. So it's a live game, 7 to 9, every weeknight.
So a question will come out, and Griffin is sitting there with his laptop, and then Brenda and I are kind of chiming in, and he goes, hey, Dad, Mom, what do you think about this? Blah, blah, blah. What's the song that was on the list? And then we'll throw one out, and then he'll go, okay, let me check with the team. So then the team is talking, and they have, it's 5 minutes, right? Daniel?
The first round was like 2 or 3 minutes, but yeah, it's a few minutes for each question.
A few minutes, okay. And then they submit the answer, and then we find out how we did. And on a given night, Griffin's team is like in the top 10 to 20 But some of the people, it sounds like, get perfect scores on this thing because there's a lot of people playing. Okay, so the answer, Steve, to the music question, the only female artist to have released a song among the top 10 on Rolling Stone's greatest songs of all time?
Well, we've got Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey in here, but I'm going to go with Diana Ross.
The correct answer, Daniel?
It's actually Aretha Franklin.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Yep.
Top three.
All those make sense. Yeah.
Sitcom. Yeah, I know. Good job, guys, but it's wrong. Top three sitcom finales of all time. Bertrand, go.
MASH.
Yes.
Seinfeld. And I'm going to say Cheers, but it might be Friends.
Which one is it, Steve?
It is. You are correct. It is Cheers.
All right.
Friends was in the 2000s, but that would be up there too. But yes, Cheers and Seinfeld and MASH. MASH is the highest still to this day, the highest by far, highest rated finale.
So that's how you play the game. Give us the website one more time, Daniel.
So freepubtrivia.com. Nice and simple, Free Pub Trivia. Facebook is facebook.com/freepubtrivia. So Free Pub Trivia would be the key handle. All the details are on there. And it's been a great response. Appreciate anyone out there. If you want to just check in, there's no preparation. You don't need to register or anything like that. Just kind of plan to Zoom in a team, just like you do yourself, John. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, Zoom or FaceTime. And you just need to be on the site, freepubtrivia.com or facebook.com/freepubtrivia. We also do bingo. We do trivia bingo at 5 o'clock. Which is
well, you're sitting there going 0-26 or something like that, and people are scoring?
Well, there's that, but so it's half numbers, and then the other half are clues. So it could be pictures or audio clues. Oh, so if you have the correct song or movie, so the host is calling out numbers half the time, and then also like a quick clue, you know, like a movie title, and then if you have that movie title or movie quote, and if you have the movie title on your card. So it's a lot of fun. If you like bingo, it's more interactive than just general bingo. And that's 5 o'clock, and again, freepubtrivia.com, we stream everything. 5 o'clock for bingo, 7 o'clock for trivia, and all the support's much appreciated. Yeah.
I don't want to brag, but one of the questions was a picture of a mountain, and the team was leaning into Mount Everest. You know the dynamic when you're at a trivia night, right? You think you know better than the group, but do you really have the gumption to assert your will, knowing you're not 100% sure? And so you go with the group, they get it wrong, and then you say, I thought it was the Matterhorn, and they go, why didn't you say? And then you say, well, because I wasn't sure. And so it's a funny, funny scene, but we were in that very moment, and the gang was going to go with Everest. And I go, I don't think that's it. I think it was the Matterhorn, wasn't it, Daniel?
It was the Matterhorn. It was that picture around. Yep, yep. Yeah. You know, I should have gone with you. Yeah.
Daniel, it's good to talk to you. Good luck, my friend.
Thank you so much, John. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so that's how they do it.
So one way to spend Griffin, your evening. I'm available if he wants to.
Yeah, you're pretty good at this, Steve.
Purchase my services.
Purchase being the operative word.
Right.